there.
Yep.
But another thing that's happening this year is a blue tongue disease. It's taking a lot of them out. They found 50-some in Reading Forest alone. Mm. It's a disease related to drought conditions, and when it gets extremely dry, the noceum goes up into their nostrils, and eventually breathe them into their lungs, and within 24 hours, they're dead.
Good.
And we found several back in our woods same way, so it's devastating.
All right, anything else on wildlife? So the biggest concern is the buzzard, that's it? Pilot operation. I haven't seen many geese. The geese?
I've not seen any.
The other thing that we've done, we had a cat problem for a while. Out on the ramp around the terminal building, the old terminal building. We hired a wildlife specialist to come in and trap the cats. We've trapped four now and get them to the shelter. So hopefully we've solved that problem. They also believe that we have a skunk living over on this side of the airport that nobody's seen, but they've seen evidence of it. So we've tried probably the last month or so. So it's been with traps out there, and they haven't caught it. So I don't know if there is a skunk or there's been a skunk. But if you see a black and white cat, it may not be a black and white cat. So
got a groundhog or two also.
Yeah.
It ended up in our bathroom. Rob Danzy was reading the paper, and about halfway through the paper, he realized he wasn't the only one in there. That was interesting.
Does that mean it's going to be an early winter?
I don't know. But, he was surprised by the... it was actually a little baby groundhog. So I don't know if it's where they park the construction equipment, if you've got a nest down there or what, but just for your information. All right. No more wildlife management from anybody. We'll go to the next airport update. Mr. Hickman?
All right. Lots going on. Start with the pole building down here. We used to house some of our maintenance vehicles and the emergency command center. I think the bookmobile goes in there too. That's coming along on schedule. Really doesn't affect too many people. We completed the LED swap out for 1028 in the taxiways. Has anybody had a chance to see those at night? Your comments,
right?
Good, bad. People happy, not happy.
Good. No comments is good news, right?
Okay. Like I said, our current runway project, we're going to swap out 422 completely to LED lights. So, signs. Last meeting, we talked about signs for the streets here. That was a good call. Whoever did that, I think it was Larry that brought that up. We've got street signs at this intersection and down there by Del Tech with the names of the streets. The other signs that I still need to work on are the off-airport direction signs towards here. And is that your group in Del Tech that
do that? No, that's a traffic section. It's up in Dover. The traffic engineer just switched jobs, though. Go with 760-2201. That's not the right office, but that's the director's office. They'll be able to transfer you.
Okay. So we'll work on that. Taxiway A and B is complete, from the terminal out to the runway on A, and then all of what used to be 1331 on B. Bob Jones, project engineer on that, if you see him, say thank you, because he put a lot of work into that project and got that done for you.
All those projects were designed in-house, the pole building, taxiway A, taxiway B. We all designed those in-house and oversaw the construction in-house.
Very good.
Let's see, the runway extension project. I've been out there, you see what's going on. A lot of dirt being moved, a lot of trees being cleared. We're pretty much on schedule.